The following is an encore presentation of CKRZ.
CKRZ is proud to be the only Ongwehonway and Anishinaabeg radio station in southern Ontario. Your station, your nation.
The comments heard on the following presentation are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ-FM. Well, thank you so much for making CKRZ a part of your day. And coming up next, we have our weekly pandemic update from Six Nations Elected Council. And joining us right now, we have Six Nations Elected Chief Mark Hill. Hey, how's your week been, Chief?
It's been good. How about yours?
Not too bad, actually. Busy, but busy is always good, too.
That's right. Yeah, so, well, again, I just want to thank you for the opportunity and joining you to provide an update to our community. So I guess it's going to be a quick update this week. The biggest update I have is in regards to the emergency control group. I guess before I get into that piece, I just want to reiterate that we still are at one active case. And 15 total, that brings our number to the total of 15. But moving into what is now our next decision that was made in terms of face coverings are now being required. And what that means is for the health and safety of our community members, face coverings are now required within all indoor spaces and all ride services operating within Six Nations of the Grand River Territory. This decision was based on public health guidance locally, nationally, and globally to reduce the risk of the spread of the virus. The emergency control group made the recommendation to the elected council, who adopted the change at Thursday's political liaison meeting. To implement the new rule, public education activities will be launched, which will encourage residents and businesses to wear face coverings when in public spaces. Signs will also be erected on the borders of our territory advising visitors to the community of the requirement to wear masks. Community members looking to pick up or donate homemade masks can contact Six Nations of the Grand River Public Works Department at 519-445-4242 during the business hours from Monday to Friday from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. Exceptions to the rule include children under the age of 2, individuals with medical conditions that make it difficult to wear a mask, persons who are unable to put on, adjust, or remove a mask without assistance, businesses not open to the public and are able to physically distance in the workplace with those who are not members of the same household, employees behind a physical barrier. So the requirement to wear face covering is effective immediately until August 30th, at which time it will be reassessed and a further decision made. Again, more updates on this matter will be forthcoming as more information becomes available. So, Al, just to that point, you know, we've seen in our local, municipalities surrounding us that they've also made this decision. You know, we're doing this again to try to be proactive in reducing the risk and exposure of the virus. And again, you know, we will continue to assess the situation as we move forward. The next update that I wanted to give is in regards to our virtual drive-by graduation. So I know Councillor Helen Miller was on your show a couple days ago, basically talking about the details of how the event will take place. Again, all social distancing and COVID-19 measures and guidelines will be in place. The registration for students begins at 1 p.m. However, it's noted that you do not have to be registered. We were just doing registration to try to get a number as to see what we could be expecting. The event will promptly take place at 2 p.m. And again, wearing all face covering and masks. The time frame will be strict to ensure that the safety of our community with the event to anticipate it to end promptly at 3 p.m. Again, if you would like more information, you can contact Councillor Helen Miller at 519-717-2565. And again, you know, this is for grade 8 and grade 12, so I know she did have some inquiries in regards to college and university students. At this point, I believe we're more or less going along the lines as, you know, the more the merrier to celebrate all of our graduates and their successes over the school year. So again, We want you all to continue being safe and to adhere to the guidelines that are in place, and so that we can continue to protect our community, each other, and our families. That's basically my update. I know it's a quick update this week. Again, we'll be continuing these updates every week for the next while, at least, just so that we can continue to keep our community informed. So that was the biggest update, was in regards to the face covering, and where we're, which is now effective immediately, and we will look to more public education as we move forward.
Very good. Thank you very much, Chief Hill.
Well, thank you so much, Alan. Have a great weekend.
You have a terrific week ahead.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The comments on the program you've just heard were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ-FM.
Hello, my name is Farah.
This is Michelle Wright.
Hi, folks. This is Mark C. Maxton.
Bonjour. This is Jody Gaffney.
Hi, this is George Leach.
Hey, this is Derek Miller, and you're listening to CKRZ.
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 100.3 FM.
The voice of the grand. Yeah.
The program you've just heard was an encore presentation of CKRZ.